Call today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Absolutely everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Well, Mark and Torgo, you may remember maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, we did We did a story out of Russia, and Russia had instituted lie detector tests as a part of their security system at the airport.
Yep.
So you've got bomb sniffing dogs, you've got searches, and now lie detector tests in Russia. And I said, well, how long is it going to be before this comes over here?
Well, 3 or 4 months, maybe?
Yeah.
No.
Actually, it turns out it's been going on. We just didn't know about it. Now, the Wall Street Journal is reporting at an airport security checkpoints in Knoxville, Tennessee this summer, scores of departing passengers were chosen to step behind a curtain, sit in a metallic oval booth, and don headphones. Sounds like they've been chosen to screen some music for a new radio station or something like that.
It's like they're playing What's Your Line or something.
You, step out of line, come this way, get into our brainwashing booth.
With one hand inserted into a sensor that monitors physical responses, the travelers used the other hand to answer questions on a touchscreen about their plans.
What is that's got to be the oddest thing ever. Before you can get on the plane, you have to come get in this tiny room, put on these headphones, stick your hand in this hole, we've got a computer game for you. What?
Well, this game, unfortunately, does not have a very good prize for the losers.
No.
The machine measured biometric responses, blood pressure, pulse, and sweat levels that were then analyzed by the software. The idea was to ferret out U.S. officials who were carrying out carefully constructed but make-believe terrorist missions. The trial of the Israeli-developed system represents an effort by the U.S. Transportation Security Administration, TSA, to determine whether technology can spot passengers who have so-called hostile intent. In effect, the screening system attempts to mechanize Israel's vaunted airport security process by using algorithms, artificial intelligence software, and polygraph principles. This is, in essence, a big, expensive lie detector.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Neither the TSA nor Suspect Detection Systems Limited, the Israeli company, will discuss the Knoxville trial, whose primary goal was to uncover the designated bad guys, not to identify threats among real travelers. They won't even say what questions were asked of travelers, though the system is generally designed to measure physical responses to hot-button questions like, are you planning to immigrate illegally? Are you smuggling drugs? Are you a murdering terrorist? I made that one up. The test alone signals a new push for new ways to combat terrorists using technology. Authorities are convinced.
Sounds like they're combating drug dealers. I didn't hear anything about terrorism. You just made up the terrorism question.
Now, drug dealers are terrorists, remember, Mark? Because the illicit profits from the drug sales go to the terrorist networks, or so says our loving government.
Right. You know, from what I can tell, the terrorist networks at one point or another were funded by our loving government.
Yeah, not much is true. So the test signals new ways, a push for new ways to combat terrorists using technology. Authorities are convinced that beyond hunting for weapons and dangerous liquids brought on board airliners, the battle for security lies in identifying dangerous passengers. The method isn't intended to catch specific lies, says the CEO of the system of the company that created it. What we're looking for are patterns of behavior that indicate something that all terrorists have, the fear of being caught. Security specialists say such a technology can enhance but not replace existing detection machines and procedures, yet some independent experts who are familiar with the product say while the technology isn't yet mature, it does have potential. To date, the TSA has more confidence in people than machines to detect suspicious behavior. But no, regardless of how much confidence they have in people versus machines, I mean, these things, it doesn't, I don't think this article actually mentions, oh yes it does. The latest prototype costs about $200,000 per machine. So even though they say they've got more confidence in people than machines, they're obviously more than happy to spend the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on these machines in order to ferret passengers into them.
Now, what could there possibly be in that machine that would make it cost $200,000.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of it, and it's sort of this semi-private little tiny roomish thing.
Okay,
with
yeah.
a bench.
Looks like it's a fabricated aluminum.
Right. It's very
room.
Shiny, though. It makes it look like it's worth a lot of money.
Right.
It's very shiny. There's an LCD screen. Those are about $150.
Okay.
The finger reader can't cost, what, more than $1,000 or so?
I don't know. I
Maybe, mean, depending on what it is, yeah.
Yeah. There's a mouse, I think. Some sort of a.
No, it's
keyboard,
a touch, it's a touch screen.
Oh, touch screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's not really much going on there.
Well, there's a computer in there.
The software, that's what it is. It's the proprietary terrorist screening software.
Oh, yeah, that
that's probably $190,000 of the
$200,000. I was going to say that probably tacks
that
on $180,000,
it,
yeah.
yeah. It's, you know, the sweetheart deals that these companies get.
Well, the people-based program called Screening Passengers by Observation Technique, or SPOT. Isn't that so cute? How long did it take them to figure that out?
The government does love acronyms.
Yeah. It began undergoing tests at Boston's Logan Airport after 9/11 and has expanded to about a dozen airports. In the SPOT program, trained teams watch travelers in security lines and elsewhere. They look for obvious things like someone wearing a heavy coat on a hot day, but also for subtle signs like vocal timbre, gestures, and tiny facial movements that indicate someone's trying to disguise an emotion. So if you look a little funny while you're standing in line, there's a chance that the Screening Passengers by Observation Technique teams will single you out. And, well, I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to observe passengers while consulting a list of more than 30 questionable behaviors, each of which has a numerical score. If someone scores high enough, an officer approaches the person and asks them a few questions. All you know is there's an emotion being concealed, according to the psychologist who pioneered the work. You have to find out why the emotion is occurring. You can find out very quickly. More than 80% of those approached are quickly dismissed, he says. The explanations for hiding emotions are often innocent. A traveler might be stressed out from work, or worried about missing a flight, or sad because a relative just died.
Hmm. So, a terrorist who might be looking a little odd... might just have to say, I had a bad day at work. And
or grandma died. I'm on
right.
my way to see her.
And the TSA or the SPOT agents would be like, oh, all right. I guess what they're looking for is when you go up and say, you look like something might be wrong. What is it? Well, I was planning on blowing up the plane, and I'm a little bit nervous.
It's hard to imagine what they're looking for. But they say if suspicions remain, the traveler's then interviewed at greater length by a screener with more specialized training. SPOT teams have identified about 100 people who were trying to smuggle drugs.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. Use fake IDs and commit other crimes, but not terrorist acts. It's easy to catch the drug smugglers. The terrorist guys, they're a little more serious about what they're doing. Drug smugglers are only motivated by profit. Terrorists are motivated by revenge. The TSA says that because the program's based on human behavior, not attributes, it isn't vulnerable to racial profiling. Critics still worry it could run afoul of civil rights. The Israeli entrepreneur who created the scanner system believes technology-based screening is the key to rolling out behavior recognition techniques in the U.S. That's a funny sentence, isn't it? It's the key to rolling out behavior recognition techniques in the U.S. Hmm. If this guy gets his way, this businessman, there will be more of this
everywhere.
In more places.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary. With experience in counterterrorism service and the high technology industry, he developed his Cogito device with former Israeli intelligence officials, polygraph experts, and computer scientist academics. Here is the concept. A passenger enters the booth, swipes his passport and his choice of language to 15 and responds in his choice of language to 15 to 20 questions generated by factors such as the location and personal attributes like nationality, gender, and age. The process takes as much as 5 minutes, after which the passenger is either cleared or interviewed further by a security officer. So, Americans, this might be coming to an airport near you. Not only do they have the SPOT teams just kind of watching you while you're in line, but there's also a chance that you might be funneled into a Cogito machine, as they call it, and interviewed by this machine for a good 5 minutes straight. Is that too much to ask? Is that an invasion of privacy? Is that a problem for most Americans?
You know, I'm sure that on the first couple of I'm sure that they would only do this to one out of, 100, 150 people or something like that. But what about times when the terror alert goes up? For instance, in some other country that is thousands of miles from us, there's some kind of attack.
What indeed? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN, www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It works great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with me.
And Torgo.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there at bbs.freetalklive.com. Over 120,000 posts await you, and over 1,200 people are interacting there. So get on it. It's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. And you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Maybe you're kind of tired if you're someone who is a frequent flyer or even a semi-infrequent flyer. Maybe you're kind of tired of all the police state tactics and the mentality that you suffer under at the airports of this country. That might be one motivating factor as to why you might want to get to the Free State Project, because personally, I'm disgusted by it. It just keeps getting worse with the last week's so-called foiled terror attack, which, by the way, I read an article today. I don't even remember what the source was, but the guy had gone to the New York Times page on the that story. He went to the BBC page on that story, where there's comment sections where people can leave comments, and he took the time to read the first 1,000 comments on the BBC page, the first 500 comments on the New York Times page. And he basically categorized the comments into different areas. And actually, it only turned out that about 14 to 20% of the respondents in both at both sites were really sort of believing the government story. There was a lot of other people that were basically just angry that the new regulations were in place. They thought they were ludicrous. A lot of other people just questioned everything the government said, which is good. I think that's good news. But the bad news, of course, is it's getting worse at airports.
Well, you know, the cognito doesn't scare me as much as, or doesn't bother me, I guess is a better term. Doesn't bother me as much as this whole, let's just throw away every liquid thing.
It's actually the cogito.
Okay.
Or cogito.
Cogito, whatever. This little silver room where they give you a lie detector test. That's at the very least less invasive than taking your property and throwing it away for no good reason, quite honestly.
Well, that's invasive to your property, but this machine is invasive to your time.
It is invasive to your time, and if they decide, you know, for whatever reason, we go from fuchsia to magenta to crimson, or whatever the terms that are for these silly little codes that they've got. Suppose we're at crimson. Does that mean that everybody's got to go through a cognito, cogedito, or whatever it is?
Yeah,
if it's 5 minutes apiece...
That's a long time.
That's a lot of cogeditos at $200,000 a pop.
And isn't that something at Taco Bell, the cogedito?
I like mine with steak. Extra guac. How long it took. People's flights were just canceled. They couldn't get the crap together when Britain had a supposed foiled terror attack.
Well, now, they are only trying this in certain airports at this point, so it hasn't really been gone countrywide.
Right now, isn't it just in Tennessee?
I'm a little confused. I think they're either just trying it in Tennessee or there are a few other ones.
Okay.
Anyway, apparently the biggest challenge in commercializing this machine is reducing false results that either implicate innocent travelers or let bad guys slip through. The company has conducted about 10 trials in Israel, including tests in which control groups were given terrorist missions and tried to beat the system. In the latest Israeli trial, the system caught 85% of the role-acting terrorists, meaning that 15% got through, and incorrectly identified 8% of innocent travelers as potential threats. So that means that if you're in Tennessee and you walk in and sit down into this system, there's an 8% chance that you're going to be identified as a potential terrorist and then set apart for further questioning.
Mm.
By some officious TSA bureaucrat.
Apparently, I don't know about you, but I'm not very happy when I go through those lines. It takes a great deal for me not to say, you're a bureaucrat, you suck, you should quit your job.
Yeah, it does. I understand. Well, apparently their goal is to catch at least 90% of potential saboteurs while inconveniencing just 4% of innocent travelers. So, there's still going to be a chance that you're going to get caught up in a terrorism investigation. And what if you answer, what if you just play with the machine? What if you just answer all kinds of different questions just the wrong way, just to make it look like, you know,
Are you a terrorist? Yes.
Why are you traveling to your destination?
To kill the infidels.
I wonder if there are going to be answers like that.
I think you should select any answer that contains the word infidels. I don't care what it is. Just if it says infidels,
never,
push it.
Never. No. That'd be bad.
So this may be coming to an airport near you. I'm just bringing the news to you here. Of course, the airport news was big over the weekend with the new rules that have been written that say that you cannot You have to take your shoes off now, by the way. That was an option before. Now, apparently, it's mandatory for every traveler. And, of course, you're not allowed to bring any liquids. You're not allowed to bring any aerosols. In fact, air travelers were handed new rules on Sunday. According to the AP, given permission to carry small amounts of liquid non-prescription medicine onto a plane and instructed to remove their shoes during security checks.
You know, this thing about the medication is so silly. Now, you can have you have to throw away your shampoo, water bottles, every kind of liquid there is out there, but you can bring liquid medication on. If I'm a terrorist, I'm just going to have a fake prescription.
You don't even need a prescription now. They've okayed non-prescription medication.
Then I'm gonna have you know, saline
Vomitussin.
Saline nasal spray or whatever, so I can atomize the hydrogen chloride right there.
The eased restrictions on medicine and the mandatory shoe removal were among several measures the TSA ordered Sunday in response to the thwarted terror plot in Britain involving U.S.-bound airplanes. How many more thwarted terror plots do we need to have before there's a total police state in the United States? How many more is it going to take? 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. But rest easy, because Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff has reassured people that things would only go so far. He told ABC's This Week on Sunday, quote, "I don't see us moving to a total ban on hand baggage at this point." So, Michael, at what point will we move to a total ban on hand baggage? At what point will it become
what qualifies as hand baggage?
Anything that you carry on to the plane.
A magazine?
A laptop?
A purse?
Yeah. Oh, in this article...
A little dog?
One of our callers last week had asked the question, well, once you get through the security screening at most airports, you then kind of get into the waiting area. You're waiting for your plane. There's food. There's your Starbucks. There's all kinds of different restaurants. Believe it or not, according to this, they're actually checking people before they get on their plane to see if they've purchased a drink at the Starbucks in the waiting area. So not only are they making you throw away the stuff that you're bringing into the airport, they're also making you throw away the drinks that you're buying at the vendors that are at the airport.
Right. You can't even get a licensed can of whatever.
That doesn't make any sense at all. What are they thinking?
Yeah, they don't have to think, Ian. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it makes sense. It doesn't matter at all. They have no motivation for this.
Well, maybe you've wondered, because we've wondered here on this show. We've wondered out loud. What do they do with all the scissors? What do they do with all of the pocket knives and all of the other things that they confiscate from people? But we know that some of the security screeners take them home personally, but there's so much stuff. You've got to wonder what they've been doing with it. Well, we've got the answer for you. On the way, 800-259-9231, or at least what a few different airports are doing. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to gcnlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the Monday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. There's the Shrine of Female Listeners there, with dozens and dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo from around the world, women that listen to Free Talk Live and are willing to prove it. In fact, that's what they're doing. That's why we call it validation, because they're proving that they listen to the show in the picture. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and to the fun. On the way, though, we do have the story about what the airports are doing with all the stuff they confiscate from you. Let's talk to Craig in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Craig.
Hey, I've been possessed by draconians.
By draconians.
What exactly does that mean?
The draconians are aliens from hell.
Uh-huh.
Aliens from hell.
I thought aliens were from another planet, not from hell.
Hell is a planet.
Hell, where is the planet hell?
In the ninth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
The ninth dimension.
And how did you come to know that you were possessed by the draconians?
They told me about it when I got sent to a mental ward. They can make me talk and do stuff inside me.
Wait. Who sent you to the mental ward?
My mom.
Wait, and who told you? The draconians or the people in the mental ward?
The draconians.
Uh-huh. Okay, because you said they told me. I thought maybe the doctors were like, well, sir, we've identified your problem. You've been possessed by draconians.
No.
The cure?
I need to raise Jesus inside of me.
You need to raise Jesus?
Yeah, I was born on 3383. I'm supposed to be Jesus.
You're supposed to be Jesus?
Yeah.
Now, how does being born on March 3rd, 1983 make you Jesus? Because I was born 5 years before that.
I don't know. I've been hearing a bunch of stuff from a bunch of sides, man, that the NWO are going to take over the earth and that Bush is...
Is it the voices in your head, or is it the draconians that's actually talking to you?
The draconians are the voice inside my head.
I see.
So if
if you are then Jesus and the draconians are talking to you, aren't the draconians God? Because I would think that Jesus and God communicate, and then the draconians, I mean, they're on hell. I don't understand. Maybe you're the Antichrist.
No, I'm not the Antichrist.
How do you know? How do you know you haven't been brainwashed by the draconians?
That I don't know. I know that they've been telling me that they don't want me to get up and that they don't want me to transform into Jay.
You know, the, what are you transforming into?
A blue Jay?
Into Jay. That's awesome. Yo, the big Jay. The easiest way to find out would just be to have someone kill you.
Yeah, well, that's right. Crucifixion.
Yeah, that would do it.
No, that won't work.
Are you calling us from the crazy ward right now?
No, I'm at home.
How did you get out?
I just told them that it wasn't affecting me. And
what was it? No, there aren't any draconians. You people are silly. Can I go home now?
There's draconians, man.
No, I'm saying, is that how you got out of the mental ward? Just said what they wanted to hear so they'd let you go home?
Yeah, pretty much. Hmm.
So is it the first time that you'd ever visited a mental ward, or have you been back?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Now, does your mother know, your mother who sent you to the institution, does your mother know that you just told them what they wanted to hear to get out, and is she aware that you're still possessed by draconians?
What's that?
It's okay. His mom's in the room right now. Now, why is it the draconians possessed you?
Because I'm Jay.
You're Jay?
Because he's Jesus.
You're Jesus.
Yeah.
So they wanted to stop you from totally becoming Jesus? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you just going to say yes to whatever I ask you?
No.
His mom's in the room.
Oh, mom's in the room now. Now, look, we need to get mom on the phone. Let's put her on.
No, she doesn't want to get on.
She doesn't want to get on? She's the mother of Jesus, and she doesn't want to announce it on the radio?
No.
Why don't you ask her, Mom, what's it feel like to be the mother of Jesus?
I'm not going to say that. That's
oh,
silly.
Come on now.
Now, I'm curious, what prompted you to call in tonight to tell us about the fact that you're Jesus?
Well, I was trying to get a hold of Alex Jones, and they gave me this number.
Yeah, this is an Alex.
Why do you think Alex wants to know that you're Jesus?
Because he believes in the NWO and that they're evil and that they're Satan.
Yeah, I think that Alex, even Alex has his threshold.
I think
you're beyond it. It's just a thought.
I'm pretty sure that he wouldn't believe your crap either.
Yeah, no, I think you would be better served getting your message out to George Norrie.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Come on, do you believe that or not?
Not for a moment.
No,
obviously
it was
a BSing.
Yeah, it was a fake call from the moment it started.
Okay.
You could tell because when we were asking him about
the
question.
I like the draconians, the fake name for the,
He's like, that was a great start to a call. I've been possessed by draconians.
Sure. Sure it was. But unfortunately, what we
douchebag.
We asked him a bunch of yes or no questions, and that was sort of a mistake on our part. But at the same time, if he really was a crazy man, then he would have taken any one of those yes or no questions and would have just gone off on some sort of a tangent about draconianism or the aliens.
So you're Jesus. Yes, I'm Jesus because it was foretold in the day. He'd rant like he was Gene Ray or somebody like that.
Really, I think we have had some ranting crazy men on
the
show.
We certainly have. We've had enough crazy to know it.
Yeah, that guy was just a kid playing with his phone.
It just sounded like a silly story to me, but it's okay.
Yeah, because... Because I was born on 3383.
That's great. Because if it was 3303, then he wouldn't be really old enough to call.
Right, that's true.
1-800-259-9231. So it doesn't matter to us if you got something serious you want to talk about or you want to just BS. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, according to the AP, a man-sized artificial palm tree and a sausage grinder have shared space in a state government warehouse with piles of Swiss Army knives and chainsaws. Just a few of the things travelers have had to give up recently at airport security checkpoints. So you'd wondered what they did with all of the stuff they took from you. Now you're going to find out. Pennsylvania turns a small profit by disposing of these cast-off items, which it accepts from security contractors at 12 airports in 5 states, by selling them to the highest bidders at online auction site eBay. Most of the contraband merchandise is knives, nail clippers, and cuticle scissors that were forbidden as carry-on items after the September 11th attacks. There's also wiffle ball bats, frosting-encrusted wedding cake servers, sex toys, and a couple of chainsaws. There's even a box full of blenders, according to the head of the General Services
Department. That's awesome. That's so awesome. Wait, is it the airports doing the auctioning, or is it the TSA? Because if the government is auctioning used sex toys, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I am not sure who is actually doing this. It sounds like it's the government.
You know, this is disturbing as it could be, that they're taking the items that they confiscated and then selling them. And then now, what are they doing with the money?
Probably keeping it.
Well, here's my first thing. If the TSA is going to confiscate something from you, break it before you give it to them.
That way they can't profit from it?
Yes. Here's my sex toy.
I don't have a sex toy.
Mark is like, that's the first one you jump to. Here's my sex toy, sir.
Well, you mentioned it last.
Right.
He wouldn't feel that. He's
got a whole drawer of them in
there. God, why did I say that?
This program, apparently...
They're going to make a promo out of this.
Ah, certainly am.
This is going... No! This is the Pennsylvania General Services Department. That's who's doing this. The program's brought in more than $307,000 since it began in June of 2004. Overhead's low. Students from a truck-driving school pick up the merchandise from the airports, and it's sorted by state workers who can't do their normal duties because of injury or other reasons. 98% of it will sell. Knives, which are auctioned by the lot, sell fastest. 10 pounds of assorted pocket knives, for example, recently attracted 9 bids and sold for all of $42. Man, you know, that wouldn't be too bad if you were running a flea market booth or something like that. 10 pounds of knives for $42. Some of the 2.5 tons of miscellany that arrives each month consist of weapons, potential weapons, and even squirt guns. Can't allow those on the plane. However, the warehouse is...
You hijack a plane with a squirt gun,
I suppose
you deserve
with,
the plane.
Maybe with lighter fluid. You could fill it with lighter fluid and turn it into a little flamethrower. However, the warehouse...
No, you couldn't.
No, you're probably right.
If you put lighter fluid in a squirt gun, and then you lit it, and I don't know how you would successfully manage to do this without setting your hand on fire, and you shot it at a couple of people on a plane...
It'd just make them mad.
That's going to be... Like, they're going to be really upset. It's going to cause panic and pandemonium that I'm going to get up, and you might shoot me a couple of times with your little lighter flamethrower thing, and I'm going to kick the living crap out of you. I'm going to take your squirt gun...
With your sex toy, you're just
going to... And I'm going to stick the pieces of plastic in your eyes.
1-800-259-9231.
You can't hijack a plane with a squirt gun.
Can you see an angry Mark wielding a sex toy beating down a kid with a flaming squirt gun?
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. From your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free numbers 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We would like to invite you to shop with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. They are the world's largest internet retailer with over 30 different categories of products. Everything from DVDs to books to office supplies, sporting goods, and their brand new grocery. There's so much more. I can't even name them all, but go to auction.
They sell sex toys.
They do, as a matter of fact. I think they're called marital aids there at Amazon. But go to auction. Excuse me, not auction. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And anything you purchase at that point, we'll get a percentage of. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to get the stuff that you want delivered to your door and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So, turns out the state of Pennsylvania, at least, and maybe there are others, I don't know, but the AP is reporting that the state of Pennsylvania as to what they're doing with your stuff. Well, the stuff that was yours, at least until you tried carrying it through security at an airport and the security people told you, you can't have that. Just hand it over. We'll take care of it for you. What do you mean you'll take care of it? You're going to mail it to me? No. You'll never see it again.
Mm.
Unless you want to leave and take it with you right now.
You know, that's when you break it.
That's what you're suggesting.
I think it's a great idea.
Because if you don't break it and you do hand it over to them, they are going to take it, put it on a truck. That truck's going to take it to the Pennsylvania General Services Department Surplus Property Program, which has made more than $307,000 in pure profit. Why? Because there's virtually no overhead. It's stolen. It's all stolen goods. Essentially, they're selling stolen property and making buku bucks on it. In fact, some of the 2.5 tons of miscellany that they get include weapons, potential weapons, and squirt guns even. However, the warehouse's current inventory also includes 2 sombreros. Can't allow anyone to travel with a sombrero.
A sombrero?
A plaque from a fishing contest.
What?
You could put a bomb under that thing. Sombreros are huge.
A jungle machete and about 100 sets of handcuffs, some fur-lined. At one point, the state had a sausage grinder, a man-sized artificial palm tree, and a Christmas ornament decorated with the logo of a hot dog purveyor.
Why?
I don't know.
I hope they got those last 3 items from the same person. What's in your carry-on, sir? An inflatable palm tree, a sausage grinder, and an Oscar Mayer Christmas ornament.
There are all sorts of auto parts, kitchen implements, gardening tools, jewelry, sporting goods, and batteries. On one wall, sorters have set aside a few stranger items, including a single deer antler. The Transportation Security Administration said 10 million prohibited items have been seized or voluntarily turned over this year alone. So far, in 2006, 8 months through the year, they've taken 10 million items from people. What's the value of that?
It has to be mostly lighters, though. I mean,
maybe.
The only thing, that's what they've gotten from me just about every single time. They get a lighter from me just about every single
time. Well, lighters, a good big lighter will cost you at least a buck, right? 89 cents to
something like that.
I mean, so even if it's all lighters, that's still a good $10 million worth of stuff they've got.
Yeah.
On the low end, that's being conservative. According to the TSA spokesperson, there are thousands of stories out there on why people either forget or just don't know the rules. Federal law gives them the right, gives states the right, because apparently states can have rights, according to federal law, to get banned or discarded items from the TSA contractor responsible for removing them. So Pennsylvania is currently getting them from Philly, Harrisburg, Johnstown, Allentown, Kennedy, LaGuardia, and two other airports in New York, as well as Newark and Trenton in New Jersey. I wonder if I wonder how it is that Pennsylvania is getting all this stuff from these other states. Why would they want to give up their booty? I mean, why would they want to give up the bounty?
I couldn't tell you.
Pennsylvania, by the way, has modified its program to maximize profitability. Smaller lots bring in more cash, so it no longer offers bulk sales like the 500 small Swiss Army knives that went for a record $595. It also tries to package items together as a marketing hook. Hockey sticks, pucks, and a goalie's mask were bundled for sale around the time of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Gardening tools are sold in the spring. Exercise weights are auctioned in early January.
Why do they have exercise weights? Why do they have garden tools?
You could hit someone with an exercise weight. You could jab someone with a trowel.
I was just going to say, I could stab you with a trowel. I wanted to say trowel. Damn you. Such a good word.
We could just call you trowel for the rest of the night. Hess said a hunting season kit included a buck knife, rope, flashlight, and an all-purpose Leatherman tool sold like hotcakes before the start of deer season. Flashlights, even. They're taking flashlights from people.
Around Halloween, they sold for kids' costumes the John Muhammad kit, a sniper rifle they had confiscated. It was nice.
Oh, here's a little more info. Kentucky is one of at least three other states that sells airport surplus stuff on eBay. They bring in $3,000 per month. Man, that's so sweet. You get to steal all the stuff you want from the people coming through your lines because you're official. You've got badges. And if you've got a badge, that means you can steal from people. So you get to steal their stuff and then just sell it and make profits.
Well, it's not
what a deal.
Basically, they hire a bureaucrat to put it online, and that $3,000 a month pays his salary. Almost pays his salary.
That's awesome.
No, it's not awesome. They just, it's still creating a vacuum. The bureaucrat's still not getting fully compensated, so our taxpayers still go for it. Do you think they do something else? No, he's the bureaucrat in charge of putting the crap
selling
on eBay.
Crap on eBay, yeah.
And he can only generate $3,000 a month. He doesn't even do that right.
1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Immigration. This is actually, believe it or not, we haven't talked about immigration for a long time on Free Talk.
Yeah, it's been
a little while.
It's been a little while.
So I stumbled across something interesting here. According to the National Review, capital goes where it's wanted and stays where it's well-treated, according to the late Walter Wriston, who was once chairman of Citicorp. Says that's true of all capital, at least all mobile forms of capital. Mr. Wriston said it would flow freely across national boundaries to the point where those borders would no longer be economically relevant. This, he said, would be a wonderful thing for all. And I happen to agree. Authoritarian regimes would be punished by capital flight, and open market societies would be rewarded by receiving it. Essentially saying that if you're a free country, which we're supposed to be, and you let people come in to create wealth for themselves and have a good life for themselves, they're bringing their capital with them. They're bringing their investment power, and in some cases it's just it's just them. They don't necessarily have money, but they're bringing that capital into this country. But however, for many people, all the capital they possess is located between their heels and hair. They have nothing else. Nevertheless, they are mobile, and they've been proving it. Record numbers of people have been flooding into the United States. They may not be welcomed by most House Republicans, but they're welcomed by their employers. In fact, they integrate quickly. In a recent speech, Ed Leeser, chairman of the Economic Council of Economic Advisors, reported that the average income of second-generation immigrants exceeds that of native-born Americans. Now, we had heard before that if you're a second-generation immigrant, you know English fluently.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the other benefits of being a second-generation immigrant. But apparently, you do well. You do better than native-born people.
You know, Americans can take this stuff for granted. People that are second-generation, they know how hard it is.
Well, that's because, all cultural hand-wringing aside, most immigrants get what we're about in America. They are, by their very nature as immigrants, risk-takers, which makes them natural entrepreneurs. And they actually have done a study and created a chart that charts different races and how likely they are to be entrepreneurs. Latinos have higher business startup rates than both whites and blacks. This is because Latinos are more likely than any other racial group to be immigrants, and immigrants are more likely to start businesses. So, the highest entrepreneurship rate in 2005, those most likely to be entrepreneurs, were immigrants. Any immigrant. The next category, Latino, followed by white. And the immigrants are
high. So the Latinos are the American citizens, the children of the immigrants.
Yes, presumably. I mean, okay. They're just generally saying that Latinos have a higher entrepreneurship rate, and they're saying it's probably because many of them are immigrants. This calls into question the notion that immigrants have trouble assimilating into the economy. It also demonstrates that the relatively lower level of black business starts can't be explained by racism. After all, anti-immigrant attitudes are much more prevalent than anti-black attitudes. I don't know if I agree with that. I think that there's still a lot of sort of hidden racism out there. I think there's a lot of hidden racism in some of the policies that the government passes. And plus, if you've been here, if you've lived here, they fall into the same category of the white people in this study that shows that, you know, people that live here, whether they're white or black, they just don't have the same motivations that those that have come thousands of miles to
right
be here.
I mean, they've invested something in being an American, whereas the people who live here, they've invested anything. But they are indignant as hell about somebody coming in and investing something in being an American.
1-800-259-9231. Finally, the article says, Reaganite conservatives have long defended the free flow of capital across borders. It remains to be seen, however, whether they'll defend the free flow of the most valuable capital of all, that is, the humankind. And obviously, we defend that here on Free Talk Live because it's anathema to a free society to have closed borders. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves on the way. Parking meter quotas. Do they exist? Probably. We'll give you more details coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is on the way. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.